Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Proverbs. So if you find the Psalms there near the middle of the Bible, take a right, turn one book to Proverbs. And we will be looking at Proverbs 28. Taking some devotional pauses throughout, perhaps, and then some applicational thoughts at the end, and closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Proverbs and the wisdom that you offer to us. And I pray as I read through this, Father, there would be a proverb out of here that would capture my attention and make a difference in my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. So just a reminder, as we read through the Proverbs, there's not always a flow as we think about it in terms of a particular topic. It kind of goes back and forth between topics. This is Hebrew poetry. So as we read through this proverb, look for maybe at least one particular proverb, one verse that sticks out to you that captures your attention that you could focus on for wisdom living today. Proverbs 28. The wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake instruction praise the wicked, but those who heed it resist them. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than the rich whose ways are perverse. A discerning son heeds instruction, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. Whoever increases wealth by taking interest or profit from the poor amasses it for another who will be kind to the poor. There is one of the themes throughout Proverbs and Scripture is, how do you care for those who do not have as much as you do? How do you care for the poor? And treating them the right way is a path of wisdom. There's also the continual theme throughout about those who listen to wisdom, those who listen to instruction, are wise and honoring God. And those who don't are simple and rebellious. Verse 8, whoever increases wealth, I guess we already looked at that one. How about verse 9? If anyone turns a deaf ear to my instruction, even their prayers are detestable. Whoever leads the upright along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. The rich are wise in their own eyes. One who is poor and discerning sees how deluded they are. When the righteous triumph, there is great elation. But when the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding. That's true. I've seen it throughout the world, throughout history. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the one who always trembles before God. But whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. A tyrannical ruler practices extortion, but one who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long reign. Anyone tormented by the guilt of murder will seek refuge in the grave. Let no one hold them back. The one whose walk is blameless is kept safe, but the one whose ways are perverse will fall into the pit. Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies will have their fill of poverty. Hard work is a key throughout the Proverbs, and those who don't work hard but try to get it some other way typically find it failing. Verse 20, a faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a person will do wrong for a piece of bread. The stingy are eager to get rich and are unaware that poverty awaits them. Whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor rather than one who has a flattering tongue. Whoever robs their father or mother and says, "It's not wrong," is partner to one who destroys. The greedy stir up conflict, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. When the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding, but when the wicked perish, the righteous thrive. Well, that's the end of Proverbs 28 and the end of our reading for today. Maybe look back through the proverb and find one that captures your attention, that's words of wisdom for you to live in today. So what is it that comes to me? Well, verse 23. Whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor, rather than one who has a flattering tongue. One of the challenges, not just of being a pastor, but being a follower of Jesus, is that God asks us to be a part of rebuking, listening to rebuke when it comes and considering it, and giving rebuke. And that's difficult because no one really likes rebuke. If they do like it, we might think there's something wrong with them. But to receive it and to give it, and I find that it's much easier to just flatter someone. And yet, that's not what is the path of wisdom. Path of wisdom is when you need to rebuke someone, you rebuke them because in the end you gain favor. Now, it doesn't always work that way in terms of gaining favor from the person, but we certainly do from God. So what is it that you're applying today from this book of wisdom? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Proverbs and the wisdom they provide. Father, help me to be a person that accepts rebuke and is willing to give it. Because, Lord, we know that that's part of the path of wisdom. When we see something that needs to be set straight, that is not a wise way of living, we need to speak up. And it's difficult for me to do that, Father. So give me the courage and the wisdom to be able to do that in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.